Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry, and with me today is Aaron Shafawalaf, a colleague at MRM. And yesterday, Aaron, we were discussing the issue of deception. We were discussing also the fact that many Christians, when talking with their Mormon acquaintance, sometimes will feel that they have been lied to because the way they've portrayed their faith is not how they've understood Mormonism to really be when they read the quotes of Mormon leaders of the past and such. And we were trying to caution people to be very careful before they level that accusation, because there is a lot of ignorance in the Mormon church, as there's a lot of ignorance in a lot of religions. I mean, there's a lot of ignorance within professing Christianity, for Pete's sake. But we want to be very careful. But at the same time, we are not ignorant to the fact that deception has been a part of Mormon history.
An epidemic part of the culture.
Yes. And you were quoting yesterday an article that was written by Noah Feldman. What is it about Mormonism was the title of it. And this came out back in 2008, in January of 2008. But let's kind of continue the conversation of what we were talking about yesterday and maybe give some examples, for instance, of what you feel has been a type of deception that has been brought out by Mormons, perhaps leaders or whomever.
You know, I think one thing we could do as a starting point is to talk about how Mormons understand in principle themselves that this kind of deception is wrong.
Yes.
And so we have some quotes here. I'll give you one from Gordon B. Hinckley. In matters of honesty, there are no shortcuts, no little white lies, only big black lies, only the simple, honest truth spoken in total candor. Being true is different than being honest.
Wow. Okay. Well, we also have Robert J. Matthews. Robert J. Matthews wrote an article for the Ensign magazine back in October of 1994 on page 54. It was titled, "Thou Shalt Not Bear False Witness." And I have used this quote a lot of times in articles that I've written and in even talking with Latter-day Saints one-on-one. This is what Robert J. Matthews said. He said, "Even sharing the truth can have the effect of lying when we tell only half-truths that do not give the full picture. We can also be guilty of bearing false witness and lying if we say nothing, particularly if we allow another to reach a wrong conclusion while we hold back information that would have led to a more accurate perception. In this case, it is as though an actual lie were uttered."
In that light, consider this quote from Preach My Gospel, which is the standard manual for Mormon missionaries. It's kind of like the Bible for Mormon missionaries. They read the Book of Mormon and they read Preach My Gospel. You know, they learn how to give. Anyway, page 50. When first teaching this doctrine on the fall, do not teach everything that you know about it. Explain very simply that God chose two of his children, Adam and Eve, to become the first parents on earth. After their transgression, they were subject to both sin and death. By themselves, they could not return to Heavenly Father. The Lord spoke to Adam and taught him the plan of salvation and redemption to the Lord Jesus Christ. It goes on. Do not teach everything you know about it. I think the obvious part of that is Mormonism teaches of a fortunate fall, that Adam and Eve were essentially commanded both to bear fruit and multiply, and to eat of the forbidden fruit.
Right. Adam fell that men might be, and men.
And Mormonism says the hidden premise they give is, well, they have to eat of the fruit in order to have children, and so there's this, God puts them in this dilemma, and there's this fortunate fall. Missionaries are basically being taught not to reveal that. That's a pretty scandalous thing to somebody with a Christian background.
And this is right out of their own correlated material. It's supposed to have the stamp of approval from the first presidency on that. There's another case not too terribly long ago when one Mormon apologist, Robert Millett, was actually instructing people not to answer direct questions that might be embarrassing. Do you have that one in front of you?
Yes.
He was speaking to a group of young people. This kind of went viral, you know, on YouTube. And because it was very disconcerting, because if you have a person who is asking a question, and even if it's asked as a gotcha question, I still think you have a responsibility to answer it honestly. And yet Millett was instructing them not to do that. Do you have the quote there?
Yeah, he says, "When we never provide meat when milk will do. We seek to answer any serious question by finding the most direct route to the sacred grove. Don't answer the question they ask. Answer the question they should have asked."
I had that happen to me recently. Eric and I were down in St. George, and we were talking to three sister missionaries at the St. George Temple Visitor Center. And I was just trying to get some basic understanding from their personal perspective on what they believe they were going to be doing in the next life. And this woman would not answer my question. I kept coming back and repeating it, being very polite, saying, "Oh, that's nice. But my question was this." And what did she do? She kept going to the first vision. Every time she took me to the first vision, and I was very polite and I listened, and then I would kindly interrupt after a while, and I would ask her that question again, and she would not answer the question.
Now, Bill, you've taught me about principles in other religions that teach people that of the permissibility of lying.
Oh, absolutely. In Islam, particularly among the Shiites, is the doctrine of al-taqiyya, where it's absolutely okay to deceive in order to protect oneself or to protect the faith. There was a talk in Sunstone on that very subject. I was amazed. And it was about al-taqiyya in Mormonism. And this speaker, and I can't recall his name right now, but basically was going through explaining that this is very real in Mormonism.
Yeah, it was Ryan Wimmer and Scott Denhalter.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And it was really interesting. I sat in on that talk, and it was amazing. It was amazing. The big example that I remember is Gordon B. Hinckley's interview, one of his interviews, where they asked him about Lorenzo Snow Couplet theology. Now, that is as man is, God once was, as God is, man may be. It's essentially the idea that God the Father has an ancestry of gods, and we can continue that in a new generation of gods someday. Well, he answered, "I don't know that we teach that."
Yeah.
You can Google, this is not hard to find. Just Google the words, "I don't know that we teach that." It was scanned.
Go to MRM.org. We have it on there.
It even threw off a lot of Mormons. And in the next general conference, he gets up and he says, "Oh, by the way, don't worry. I know what we believe. I know the doctrine." And they all laughed.
What was really offensive to me when I heard that was, I mean, you don't know that you taught it, but yet it was in the Ensign magazine just a year prior.
This is 1994.
I think it was 1997. It was around that time, and there was an article in Ensign right around that time, several months beforehand. So it's not like it was unknown for a long time. It's not one of those Mormon doctrines that kind of dies from lack of discussion.
You know, he could have said something like, you know, it's not a binding doctrine in the most official sense, like other doctrines of ours are, but it is a very strong belief that many Mormons have been led to believe based on the teachings of our leaders.
But he wouldn't even admit that he believed it. And I have to believe that Hinckley believes the Lorenzo Snow Couplet.
Or at least that he knows that it's a mainstream or significant part of the traditional Mormon theology. I mean, there's a better way to answer that, to give a sense of, okay, maybe he doesn't hold on to it as tightly as other things, but it's a pretty darn important part of classical Mormon theology.
Here's the backlash of all this. I am trying to be mature enough to understand when a person may be honestly ignorant about a particular subject. I'm certainly not going to jump to the conclusion and assume that this person is lying to me. But how does this affect, and this is a hot topic, because when you have Mormon politicians, for instance, and of course there's a lot of people that do not trust Mormon politicians. And I've been saying that a lot of reasons why they may not trust a Mormon politician is because of their Mormonism. They don't know if this person is really going to set aside that traditional trait that we have seen among many Latter-day Saints and maybe have that creep into his politics or his personal, you know.
My opinion is that Mormons who are very honest in business, very honest in their personal dealings, very honest with their personal integrity and almost every other part of their life, are selectively deceptive when it comes to issues of religious doctrine and theology.
But you know that because you have the experience of this every single day. Most people out there don't know this. And if they know, for instance, that the Mormon Church has a history of deceiving people about such important doctrines as we've discussed in the past, polygamy and the priesthood revelation and things like that, it's not difficult for a person to naturally assume that the individual who is faithful to that religion is going to be the same way.
Yeah.
It's going to be a hard thing to overcome. So whereas if they say, well, they're being bigoted, I'm thinking, no, that's an informed person. He's looked at the whole story and he's trying to piece this together as best as he can, but he sees this ugly trait in Mormonism's history, and it's hard to separate that from the individual sometimes. We probably should. I think we should. But it's difficult for many people, and they don't have the time to want to ferret this out. They'll just write them off, and so they're not going to look favorably on that kind.
If you're going to have weird theology, if it's something that you think that other people will perceive as weird, then let it be weird. You know what? Just own up to it. I like to tell people I believe in aliens. I just call them invisible aliens. Well, no, actually, I call them angels.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's just different language for other weird supernatural stuff. Christianity has some pretty weird supernatural stuff, if you're a naturalist especially. But you know what? We believe in the resurrection from the dead, a God who created the universe out of nothing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Mormons, just own up to it and be proud of it. Just buy into it and own it and herald it. And if you're going to be weird, then be weird.
If nothing else, just say to us, you know, you're going to probably find this strange from your particular vantage point, but yes, this is what we believe, and this is why. I much more appreciate that kind of an answer than someone trying to shoot from the hip and say something that's going to lead me in the wrong direction. Let me very quickly read this quotation that was from Christine Fredrickson in an article, "Being Truly Honest is More Than Just Don't Tell a Lie." This was found in the Mormon Times. Now, she's a Latter-day Saint. This was April 25th, 2009, page 6. "Silence can easily be as deceitful and sinful as lying. Avoiding a direct answer, changing the subject, carefully choosing words, and myriad other actions may avoid outright lying, yet cloak the truth, and you have dissembling." Just be honest with us. If you're a Latter-day Saint, that's what we're asking. Just be honest with us. You don't have to cloak it if you really believe it.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism.